This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Mitch, please. All right, guys. Guardians catcher Austin Hedges made an appearance on the Chris Rose rotation this week, talking about Emmanuel Clase A's dominance so far this season. Hedges with high praise for his battery mate, even comparing him favorably to a unanimous Hall of Famer.
Is he the best pitcher you have ever caught?
I think he's through this amount of time, he's the best pitcher ever. I think he's the best pitcher ever.
Hold on. In the history of the sport?
Yes. Through 200-ish innings, he's the best pitcher ever. I would love to compare the numbers. He's better than Mariano. If you need three outs, that guy, that's the best pitcher of all time to get three outs. He's got a long way to go to be the best of all time, right? Because longevity matters. But at 26 years old, with these numbers and that many innings, I mean, we're talking about he needs a few more saves, got to beat Helsley. If he does, that's 3 years in a row leading all of MLB in saves, which has never been done before. I mean, this guy added a new pitch essentially this year to shape his cutter even more to the bottom of the zone at 101. So yes, I would hold firmly to that he is the best pitcher of all time through this amount of time.
Tough talking Austin Hedges. Tough.
Man, you know what? I love the fact that he, great clip. I love the fact that he's like, now, yeah, he has to do it over a period of time. I remember when, I'll give a basketball example, Luka came out in the league his first 2 years. His stats were offensively, I think, were better than LeBron. And so you couldn't say Luka was like, oh, he's better than LeBron. No, you can't say that, but you could say, all right, through the first few years, and if he continues doing that for another 20 years, okay, maybe you've got a point. So obviously, it's a closer role. It's always tough to compare the closers to the starters in baseball. I mean, that's what we're doing with the Cy Young stuff, and it looks like he has no shot to win the Cy Young now. Looks like it's going to be Skubal, but this has been nothing short of dominant, and this is not the first year he's been dominant. And that's why it was so surprising. This is how you know he's spectacular and he's special. We were all like, what? Bases are loaded yesterday? Like, what? That doesn't happen. So that's how you know he's special, because even the slightest miscue or mistake, it catches your eye.
That's true. No, that's true. It was, it's been a... When closers are incredible, it's something about it where you easily take them for granted. And I've taken good, real good closers for granted, like dominating closers. And we've had some over the time, like Bob Wickman, it was always like, smoke him if you got him. Joe Borowski was good for like a hot minute. Mesa, and then obviously things happened differently. You've had Chris Perez until the wheels fell off. Like there were guys who were really, really good. Vinny Pistano, other guy, I just keep mentioning names, I'm sorry. There's been guys there who have, once they're really, really at the top of their level, you start to take them for granted. And again, you brought up that bases were loaded. I think people don't even think about that because they take him for granted in certain aspects. Like, this is going to happen. And, you know, last year, because the season was so weird, like, I always brought up, like, well, I'm a little bit nervous because he led the league in saves, but he also led the league in blown saves. Well, it's been different this year.
Yeah, he had shaky moments.
Yeah, it's been different this year because the offense has been better, but he's as locked in as it gets, and he's one of the reasons why it's easy to listen to Mad Dog Russo last Friday and go, well, this guy knows baseball. He's not a homer. I know he has the voice that would sound like a Yankee fan. He's not a Yankee fan. And because of the history that he has with the game, it's easy to start to go, man, I don't know if we do have a real shot. But then you see some of the stuff that goes on and go, yeah, I think we got some there. The bullpen's good. We get days off in between. The starting rotation has gotten better. It's one game back for Stephen Kwan, but he goes 2-for-4 and hits a home run. So you get so excited about the possibilities of the future. you get very excited about the possibilities in the postseason.
I mean, he is, what is for the type of season he's having, he is criminally underpaid. You know, he's up for arbitration,
that's not
right?
Me bringing that up.
Well, no, I just wonder, like, Edwin Diaz this year is the highest paid reliever in baseball at $19.7 million. Josh Hader's at $19 million. Kenley Jansen's at $16 million. So what is this worth? What kind of money are we looking at
Hell
for
of
somebody
a lot.
Like him?
Hell of a lot. All right, what one of your comparison? Or not comparison maybe, but reason why. Because somebody had asked me, why does it take Deshaun Watson? Or this is what he says. Did Deshaun Watson have to change his hairstyle three times, his facial hair three times during a game for you to have a meltdown about him? Or is that just Baker? And I said, well, it would help. But my reasoning for it was I didn't guarantee a victory before that game. And it's still early. It's not preseason. It's not preseason. And there's a lot of things that concern me right now. But it hasn't gotten to that level yet.
Yeah. And I wrote it down because, and you could correct me if I'm wrong on any
All right,
of this.
Let's hear it.
But I've heard how you've talked about Deshaun Watson. You've said he's never going to be that guy that he used to be. I feel like in a way, kind of like a child, like a kid of yours that you would fight for. You get angry when they make their mistakes. You get angry because they have potential, because they're not realizing their potential, and it's killing you. You're seeing it. You're seeing it go by the wayside with Baker right before your eyes.
This is going to be a bad way to end the show. You're not going to like my answer to this.
I feel like you've already given up on Deshaun Watson. You've given up, he's not worth getting angry over anymore.
I cling to faith that year that Baker was going to be a top-end quarterback. I no longer cling to faith on Deshaun Watson. I've given up on him being elite. I've given up on him being a top-five quarterback. Go ahead and record it. I think that he can still be an above-average quarterback. That's where I'm at. So it does play into my psyche of why should I sit here and scream and yell on a Thursday? Why would I sit here and scream and yell? I have a very bad feeling there will come a Monday sooner than later this year where I'm going to say a lot of very angry things.
I think that Denver game,
I'm getting a stinking suspicion.
You still held out hope for Baker, and that's why you were so frustrated. That's why you had an all-time international-style meltdown on what happened with him. And you don't have the energy for someone who you don't truly believe that is there for. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people are in the same boat right now with Deshaun Watson. Be nice to be surprised. Be nice if he snaps out of it. It's been a long time now.
That was 2019 I did that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not guaranteeing any victories. I've grown. Gotten a little older. Wiser. In the words of Brandon Weeden.
And then what happened the next year with Baker?
He did better. And I thought he was letting me down. Didn't need to let me down. I felt like he was letting us down. I felt that he was overrating himself, and I felt that he was capable of so much more. This guy, I don't think he's capable of greatness. I think he's capable of above averageness. And we need to get that out of him. And if he goes out there and he surprises me, then I'll raise the ceiling. That's what coaches do. They have to raise limitations. And so they have to raise his.